Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
You're listening to the highly respected and tremendous ratings Real Talk Radio with Audrey Russo, an incredible show run by a beautiful and talented person with my complete and total endorsement, believe me.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Has treason been committed throughout our government? And if yes, why are those who know it has so silent? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Again, always happy to be with you.
Thank you.
On Valentine's Day, so I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I'm sending you one.
Thank you so much to you also, and to Muffin, too. And you better treat her good. You will. I know you will. We're going to jump in with this, Paul. The U.S. law defines treason as a high crime. Now, you and Tom McInerney have written books recently on precisely this, treason, one of them being Invisible Treason in America. Do you see treason throughout our government being ignored? And if yes, why is it being ignored?
Well, if you go back and you look at our Constitution, you look at the definition of treason, Benedict Arnold during the Revolutionary War was the first American to be tried with treason. But basically, it's aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States, aiding them in many different ways, giving them money, giving them technology, intelligence, and so on. But today, when we look at the treasonous activities, we look at Biden, Obama, George Soros, Mayorkas. But we also, for the first time, have identified organizations and agencies of the government, like the FBI, and the CIA, the tentacles that reach over to the CCP and into the cartels. Mayorkas is one because he's aiding and abetting the cartels in this illegal immigration invasion we see at our southern and northern border.
Right.
But also introducing weapons, sex trafficking, as well as technology steals that the Chinese have stole from us. We've given it to them. And then you have the General Milley talking to the Chinese general behind basically President Trump's back. And so we have a whole compounded situation of individuals and organizations that are conducting treason, aiding and abetting the enemies of the world. For example, Biden aiding and abetting Iran with money and billions of dollars that they're using against us and responsible for killing a lot of Americans. So it's a very complex picture today. And our next book will be out next, probably about 3 weeks. And that's called Beyond Treason.
Wow.
The Aftermath of Destruction. In other words, when we titled the first book Invisible Treason, the reason we called it invisible, because a lot of Americans couldn't connect the dots. And it was invisible to them what was going on as far as treason is concerned. And certainly now it's visible treason. It's been written by many different people in the last 12 months. And more so, even today, we find articles coming out identifying individuals and organizations with treason. But Beyond Treason is going to be a great book because we really go into the destruction that it's caused.
Yeah. A question here. Some might get confused that now that some will say, well, Mayorkas is only doing the bidding of Biden, but actually, isn't he then complicit in that treason because he's carrying out whatever he's being told to do and he knows it's wrong?
Absolutely. So is the FBI. You're complicit.
Oh, yeah.
Look at World War II and Hitler and the generals and admirals that were following the orders of Hitler, but yet they were tried, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Put to death in that case. But those were the Nuremberg trials. But now you have the same thing happening. If you're following illegal orders, then you're complicit. That means you're guilty. It's just like in a murder crime. If you set up a murder hit on somebody and you pay him to do it, you're complicit. And you can be tried for murder yourself, for aiding and abetting a criminal to conduct a murder. So, you know, it follows very logically the law, if you look at it in its definition. And we have that whole chapter where we define treason in the book, the whole first chapter. And then the second chapter is called The History of Treason. So.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they're not teaching it in school, you know that, because
sure.
Yeah, they're on the same side, and which is against the Constitution. Now, you shared that our Judeo-Christian God gave Americans both teachings and free will, and it's up to us to fix things. It seems so overwhelming to Americans, especially with the border right now, that they're being crushed on every side by Biden and his policies. What are some steps Americans can still take at this point? Because some feel it's too late. Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. It's never too late. It may be too late when you're in the grave, when you're buried. But if you're still up, when you get up in the morning, you're still vertical.
yeah.
You have to do what's necessary to protect your family, our country. And that's what it's about, saving America right now, because it's been so dismantled. America changed forever, as Obama said. And he's conducted treason all over the place in our government. And he's doing it behind the scenes now in his home where he has a SCIF, a secret compartmented facility in Colorama, his home in the D.C. area, as his people, Susan Rice and others, actually run the government. Biden is truly an incompetent puppet, as we know, and probably suffering from early dementia.
Right, No, absolutely. But he's putting that aside, he's always been a very dumb man by choice. He's been a conniver, a liar, a cheater, and I'd say those are his good points, I guess, huh? Because it gets worse from there. Treason is a unique offense in our Constitution. As you said, to go in depth, listeners, you need to buy Invisible Treason in America. The only crime especially defined by the Constitution and applying only to Americans who have betrayed the allegiance they are presumed to owe the United States. Wouldn't you say that the FBI director has committed treason against President Trump and, I mean, the American people here when it came to Trump and the J6 political prisoners?
Well, that's sort of fuzzy when it comes to treason when you look at aiding and abetting the enemy. Mm-hmm. We know the FBI used the Russian hoax as a thing that whether you can consider that treason, it's really a lie, it's fraudulent activities. But when you're actually aiding and abetting enemies like Iran, China, Chinese Communist Party, the cartels, then these truly are countries and governments that want to see the downfall of the United States, and they're all working towards that. So when you have Americans assisting in that effort, like Biden, Obama, and others, then that is definitely treason. Right. And they need to pay the price for that when Trump gets elected.
Yeah. Now, after the special counsel's report on Biden cast doubt on his mental acuity, GOP right. officials began to call to invoke the 25th Amendment, which right. would remove Biden from office. Would that happen before the election?
Yeah, I think it could be unless Biden steps down. But the 25th Amendment invoked by the initiation by the vice president and then the majority of the department heads in the executive branch. So that's how it's supposed to be done. Well, whether they'll do it or not, I doubt if you'll get any of the executives in the State Department, Defense Department, others that will go along where you get a 2/3 majority. And then Kamala Harris isn't going to initiate it. So I don't see how they're going to use the 25th Amendment.
Right. Yeah, I agree, because what they did as soon as the Republicans did that, the Democrats came out in, like as hordes into the mainstream media, deluding themselves on Joe, basically calling Biden a super genius. And I'm just going to give you three quick quotes. Representative Garcia stated that Biden is sharp, focused, and bright. Mayorkas said he's sharp, there's the word sharp again, intensely probing, detail-oriented, and focused. And the queen of word salads, Kamala, said in every meeting he was in front of and on top of it all, whatever that means. If the 25th Amendment were to be invoked, right. where would that leave us as a nation? I mean, with Kamala Harris as president?
Yep, that's exactly what would happen.
Oh, gosh. And
that wouldn't last long. That's why I think the Democrats are looking to add some people to their bench. They don't have a very deep bench at all right now to replace Harris and Biden. But I suspect the Democratic convention, that's where it's going to happen. And they'll nominate somebody to replace Biden on the ticket as well as Kamala Harris.
Right.
I don't think they'll be on the ticket come election in November.
Well, clearly she can't. I mean, I'm saying these are facts that we know. The woman basically is a pothead, okay? She's most of the time high when she's even in public, when she starts to talk about things. It's kind of scary. She's known to, she knew that, they knew that about her in California while she was putting others in jail for possessing pot. How could they even have her for a moment as president? That's a little frightening, isn't it?
Well, it's very frightening, and that's why I say it's some way that's not going to happen.
Right.
But who knows? I mean, this is such a crazy world, Audrey, that we're living in today. But I'm more concerned about You know, another thing that comes up, why isn't the military protecting America like they are required to under their oath of office?
Yeah.
I mean, with all the crime, burglary, there should be martial law. But we don't. We have woke 3- and 4-star generals and admirals, and they're not doing their jobs. They should be taking out the cartels. And I've written the battle plan called Operation Sinaloa,
right,
to take down the cartels. And they should, because they're an enemy of America, and they control the Mexican government. And they're making billions of dollars, not only on drugs, but also on the money they get for the paying the payoffs that the refugees, call them, or illegals, border crossers, are paying them. So this is big business, and they have better military equipment than the Mexican army, helicopters, guns, cyber equipment, and they're very sophisticated, and they are a true enemy of the United States. That's why it's a military action.
Yeah, well, I agree. But what we have is, isn't it possible from when Obama was in, when he was just removing generals that were actually honored their oath and put in these people like Brown, who's the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The guy is completely woke. I mean, he's not concerned about safety. He's not concerned about ability to accomplish a mission. He's concerned about skin hue. Isn't that a reason that just exactly what you were saying, that the military is not even...
their job. Yeah. No, they're not. They're more concerned about critical race theory going all the way down into the ranks and in the academies, DEI. They're all guilty of it. We formed a new society for West Point called the MacArthur Society. It's MacArthurSociety.org if you want to go to it. It's a wonderful new website. But we're fighting the battle at that level. But also, we have a plan I'm working on that we're going to give Trump that will basically lay out a new plan for our Defense Department. For example, we're going to do away with Department of Defense, and we're going to call it the Department of the Armed Forces of America. We're going to do away with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and put actually commanders in charge of the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, and Space Command. We're going to get rid of 50% of the political appointees. We don't need them in the Pentagon. They're duplicate staffs, which means double the money. So there's a lot of surgery that needs to be done. We're recommending also to President Trump that he bring in 4 to 6 retired generals who have combat experience and understand what's going on. Because the Pentagon, like any of the executive branch, is very difficult. They don't seem to change from within. That's why the deep state continues. So you really need something like a King Arthur's Knights of the Round Table to advise President Trump what needs to be done in reshaping and remaking the Defense Department.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be the Department of the Armed Forces of America. So lots of things going on, Audrey, behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, that's critical, because I think at this point, what we look like and our military looks like to the world, we look very weak. Even though we still are in some many ways strong, it's the leadership that's frightening at this point in the military.
Right. And it's affecting the ranks too. Reenlistments are down. They can't recruit the numbers they need.
No.
American men and women don't want to go into these armed forces that we have today. They saw the surrender in Afghanistan. They've witnessed the lack of great generals like Patton and Eisenhower and MacArthur. But that's what we have to groom, are the new leaders for the future. And that's what Borman 2.0 is, a commission that we've established that will be presented also and supported by Congress to change the way things are done at the academies.
Yeah. You know, since the SCOTUS ruling was unconstitutional, because they can do that too, against our sovereignty, Governor Abbott and 25 other governors moved defying the federal government, but a lot of it is for show because it's only in one certain area. The rest of the border is open, but we can't see that. It's not in camera view. Are we making any progress here, or is this, again, an exercise in futility?
No, it's great progress. Governor Abbott should have done it 3 years ago. He had the rights to do that.
Exactly.
He had the right to protect the border of his state under the Constitution. Same way with Arizona and California. He's had a great effect now in getting the support of all those other governors. But also one thing that they haven't done, you know, the sheriffs can deputize as many people as they want to. And so those counties down there, all those sheriffs, they could go out and recruit 2,000 people to further close the border and enforce the laws in the United States. Of course, now the shift has moved over to parts of Arizona and definitely in California coming through the San Diego area.
Wow. And I'm sure you are aware of that the Senate bill not only ignored our border, but they had a little time bomb in the deep inside of the text to impeach Trump again if he stopped funding to the Ukraine. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, that's not going to go anywhere.
No, I didn't think so. That's the Senate. That the Congress, excuse me, the House is more accountable because they're only 2 years, their term. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? And we're going to find out if you can pre-order the new book, but to order the new book and also America's Endgame for the 21st Century. I mean, all of your books, also Invisible, the one we mentioned, Invisible Treason in America. Where can they order all that and where can they follow?
Go to Amazon to get all of our books. Also, they're on our website. We have special packages on there where we bundle two or three books at a special price. It's StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS. Got to put the U.S. in there. StandUpAmericaUS.org. And you can order all the books through there.
Great.
And we would ask also, support our foundation. We do great things. We have a great staff. Donations are always welcome. That's how we survive.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have all of the links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Paul, for taking the time to share your brilliant assessments with us, which are critical at this time. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.